KJAN Sports.
Time now for high school basketball girls 3A regional action on KJAN. Now live from Shenandoah, here's KJAN's Jim Field and Chris Parks.
John, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Shenandoah High School this evening as we get the postseason started in Class 3A tonight for the girls as Atlantic visits the Phillies here in Shenandoah this evening. These two teams, both, of course, in the Hawkeye 10 Conference, but only played each other once this year. Shenandoah in the South Division, Atlantic in the North Division, and so the two teams have only played once. That was an early season game here in Shenandoah. That was a game played back before the holiday break back on December the 14th, and Shenandoah defeated the Trojans 47-34 in that first meeting of the year between these two schools, and Atlantic will be trying to turn that around. These two teams have not had the seasons they really terribly expected. Casey Belzer's squad for Atlantic 4-17 on the year. Shenandoah is 9-12 on the season, but they were 9-5 on January the 11th, but they've lost their last seven games in a row to finish off the regular season, so that's how they've gotten to 9-12. So obviously not the kind of finish that the Phillies had expected or hoped for here down the tail end of the season, not the kind of momentum you want to take into the postseason.
No, it's sure not. And, you know, both teams have had their moments where they've really struggled here during the season. And, you know, this is kind of a relaunch, I guess, for them here in the postseason, a chance to kind of wipe the clean slate to, you know, everybody get the opportunity to play at the end of the year to try to move on. And both these teams know that they have a good opportunity here against each other to try to do that.
You bet. So the two teams on the floor are getting loosened up. They need to get warmed up, too. It's a chilly gymnasium here tonight here in Shenandoah. And the two teams getting themselves ready to go here for basketball this evening. 7 o'clock is tip time, and we'll be having that for you live here just shortly. We'll take a time out. We'll get you familiar with these two teams when we come back here to Shenandoah. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Hawkeye Ford, the little Ford store, has been in business for 24 years. They're family-owned and operated and offer a big selection of vehicles at low prices. Hawkeye Ford, located east of Red Oak on Highway 34. Score big savings at Atlantic's Hy-Vee Food Store, located on 7th Street in the Atlantic Shopping Plaza. You'll find a helpful smile in every aisle at the Hy-Vee Food Store in Atlantic. And Aiken Building Center, offering a complete line of supplies for new construction and remodeling, power tools, and lawn and garden rental. Call 243-4385. That's Aiken Building Center, located at 110 East 3rd Street in Atlantic.
Jim Field, Chris Parks, back with you here in Shenandoah tonight as we get ready for the introductions of the players this evening. Let's introduce them to you folks at home here tonight. The Atlantic Trojans, of course, the road team on the scoreboard tonight, wearing their road black uniforms with the gold and white lettering and trim, coached by Casey Belzer. Here's how they'll line up tonight. It'll be Rianne Capple, a 5'3 senior out front, along with Mackenzie Holmes, a 5'4 and a senior. Shelby Worth, a 5'10 senior. Liz Gutenfelder, 5'8 and a senior. And Ashley Walker, a 5'11 junior, will be your starting five tonight for the Trojans.
Yeah, and Mackenzie Holmes leads the way scoring-wise. She averages 9 points per contest on the season. Liz Gutenfelder averaging 7. Shelby Worth averaging 7 as well. And shooting the basketball overall, it's been kind of a struggle for the Trojans all season long. They shoot 30% from the field as a team, 30% from the three-point arc as well. As far as rebounds go, leading the team is Ashley Walker with 84. Liz Gutenfelder has 79 on the season and a couple other players above 70 on the squad as well. They have 78 assists compared to 281 turnovers, so that's been a tough spot for them here this year. And they have 166 steals as well here on the season.
Let's take a look at the home team tonight, the Phillies from Shenandoah, coached by John Weinrich. And they are 9-12 overall on the season coming into tonight's matchup. Here's how he'll send his Phillies out this evening. It'll be Sierra Hoyt, a 5'5 senior out front. Brianna Alley, a 5'9 senior. Jamie Runyon, a 5'5 and a sophomore. Sydney Nielsen, a 5'10 sophomore. And Serena Parker, a 5'10 and a sophomore. Two seniors, three sophomores, so you can look at it and say it's a relatively young team, but Serena Parker inside has been a force.
Yeah, she has. She averages 16 points per contest for them, shooting 58% from the field. And she'll do a lot of that work, of course, down low. She's only taken one three-point attempt all season, and she made it. She's 100% at the three-point line here this year. As a team, they shoot 37% from the field, 23% from three-point land. They have 800 rebounds, led by Serena Parker with 246 of those, 196 assists compared to 384 turnovers, and they've stolen the ball 117 times here on the season. And another category that Parker really excels in, she has 43 blocks on the season, which is a pretty impressive number, averaging quite a few of those here throughout the season, and really does a lot of work for them inside. Well, and Parker had a real good game the first time these two teams played that earlier matchup back in December down here. She put up a big number. Yeah, she really led the way there for them at 24 points on the night, ended up with 11 rebounds as well, so a nice double-double in that one. She had three blocks in that game, so really was an imposing force down low.
And, we're going to have our national anthem here this evening as we get ready for the start of our ball game, so let's go ahead and listen in here this evening as we get ready for high school girls basketball tonight.
Can you hear me? I don't know where we are. What's the world we're in? There's one place I'm seeing.
Our national anthem behind us. That means it's about time to play basketball here this evening as Shenandoah and Atlantic get ready for an opportunity to advance in this Class 3A girls state regional basketball tournament, with the winner advancing on to play the winner of the Clarinda Red Oak game. That game going on in Red Oak, just up the road here tonight, and the winner will play next Wednesday night here in Shenandoah in a 7 o'clock contest. And your starters tonight, it's Capel, Holmes, Worth, Gutenfelder, Walker for Atlantic. And for the Phillies, it's Hoyts, Alley, Runyon, Nielsen, and Parker. Your starting five here this evening for these two basketball teams. Looks like we're just slightly ahead of schedule, so they're going to wait until 7 o'clock to actually get this game tipped off. So we have just about a minute and a half or so to wait before they get this thing started here tonight. And, you know, the Trojans have struggled a little bit early in basketball games. They've been falling behind teams early on here of late. I know Coach Casey Pelzer would be thrilled to try to get off to a quick start and give his team some momentum early on.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to get out there and get some of those athletic players up and down the floor to be able to get some early buckets. And a key will be if they can knock down some shots early, too. That's really been their bugaboo throughout the year. You look at Atlantic's team, and there's no lack of athleticism on the squad. They've got plenty of girls that excel, very well in other sports. It's just, it hasn't translated very well to the basketball court this year, scoring. If you hit a few shots early on, that gets a lot into your confidence, and that would be a big key to them getting going on the right track tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And, it's always tough to rally back late basketball games, especially big ones on the road like this. And, for the seniors, and there are a lot of seniors on this ball club, this is it. This is the final home stretch now. You either win or you go home. So track season's not too far down the road if you don't come up successful tonight. Parker in the center circle along with Walker for Atlantic, and we are ready to go here this evening with this girls Class 3A regional first rounder. The tap up controlled by the Trojans, and Shelby Worth comes away with it. Atlantic will have the basketball first as Rianne Capel works the ball up into the front court. Shenandoah drops back into a man-to-man. They get it to Holmes on the left side now. Holmes just inside the arc, out top to Worth. She steps across and dumps it here near side to Gutenfelder. Right side corner now. They bounce feed it in. Capel gets underneath the Walker. Steps across and banks one up and in. Ashley Walker down low. And that'll be the matchup to watch tonight. It's Parker and Walker inside. Both are skilled, and both are a bit physical as well. As the Phillies work the ball around the perimeter now. Top of the circle they go. Brianna Halliley lobs it over here near side to Runyon. And back out top it goes Nielsen. They work quickly around the perimeter. Now the pass, so we've got a bump and a foul call. They're trying to get it to Nielsen out high. And stepping in and getting a hand on that was Rianne Capel. She's also whistled for the reach-in foul. That'll be her first. Team number one. Phillies basketball is the inbound out top. Runyon takes it and leaves it right back again for Alley. The right side it goes to Hoyt. Hoyt's going to throw up a three from the right side. That's no good. And the rebound taken high by Gutenfelder for Atlantic. And Capel now will bring it ahead. Capel to the front court, dumps it left side. Gutenfelder on the circle for Holmes. Holmes looking low. They're trying to post with Walker. They get it to the corner. Worth looks at the three. It's not there. And a reach-in foul going to be whistled against Brianna Allely. That'll be her first. Team number one. Ball out of bounds to the Trojans over on the far side. Capel will key it in. Just a little over a minute gone here in the ball game. 2-0. Trojans lead it. Holmes with the inbound feed. She drives. A little lobbed underneath. It's too high. The rebound off of Walker's hands, and it's picked up off the floor by Nielsen for Shenandoah. Billy's to the front court. Left side, they dump it down low, and Atlantic trying to really pack it in on Parker. She misses the shot. Got her own rebound. Now the ball comes loose. Players on the floor, and we've got a whistle and a foul called against Atlantic. Every whistle against Liz Gutenfelder. That'll be her first. Team number two against the Trojans. Ball out of bounds to Shenandoah. Hoyt in the corner fires up the three and knocks it home. Sierra Hoyt puts the inbound pass in the right corner and lobbed that one up and in to put Shenandoah on top. 3-2. Trojans front court. Holmes left side dumps it for Gutenfelder in the corner. They'll bring it around on the dribble as they set a screen out top, and we're going to have a moving screen call. They tried to set up a screen up top to bring Shelby Worth around to get a good look at a three, but Mackenzie Holmes going for the moving screen. That'll be her first. Number three against the Jams here in this first quarter. 6:18 left to play here in this opening quarter as the Phillies bring it across the timeline. Parker comes out high to get it this time. She'll dump it off and leave it here left side. Now Allely with it. Back out high to Hoyt. She'll set up again for a three ball. No good. Long rebound is chased down here by Allely. She'll go baseline left side and lob it inside for Parker. It's knocked free loose. Parker comes up with it off the floor. The bank shot up. No good in and out. Rebound tapped around. Touched by darn near everybody. And Rianne Campbell yanks it away. Quickly she runs the floor to Worth. Back outside Gutenfelder. She'll launch a three. It's short from the rim. Rebound off the floor taken by Allely for Shenandoah. And she'll run it quickly to the front court. Allely out top. Leaves it left side. They dump it now into the corner for Nielsen. Nielsen just inside the circle. Fires one up. No good. And a foul over the back on Sierra Hoyt for Shenandoah. Trying to get that backside rebound. Ball out of bounds. It'll belong to Atlantic. Trojans will make the first substitution tonight. Megan Riley checks in as Ashley Walker will check out. Walker, the junior, replaced by Megan Riley, the 5'9 freshman. Capel to the front court now for Atlantic. Here to the right side, Holmes. They're trying to post low here on the right side with Riley, the bounce feed inside to her. She turns up over the top of Parker. Shot no good. Rebound. Grabbed a foot back up, no good underneath by Campbell. Now the board taken out of there by Gutenfelder, and she's fouled as she spins and ends up on the floor. A lot of contact. Everything contested down in tight. It's going to be Sierra Hoyt picking up her second. She'll check out now as Jordan Major checks into the ball game for the first time, a 5'5 sophomore. Campbell will inbound for the Trojans. Left side to Worth on the arc, dumps it low. Riley turns, faces up, short jumper, good. Megan Riley turned and went right up over the top of Parker, and it's a 4-3 ball game now in favor of Atlantic. Shenandoah front court. They lob it out top and work the perimeter. Right side, Major, back out top, and the ball is thrown errant off the fingertips. Brianna Allely out of bounds. It'll turn back over to Atlantic. The ball comes back here in the other direction. As the Trojans will work it to the front court. Capel to the left side. Stops, leaves it up top for Gutenfelder. Head fakes and then drives. Kicks it out here on the wing to Worth. Worth's right side, the left-hand dribble. Back out here to Gutenfelder on the arc. And back out top now to Capel as they'll reset. 4:30 left to play here in this first quarter. 4-3, Atlantic on top. Gutenfelder now for Worth on the circle. Back out top, Holmes, right side, Capel. Capel with it, looking low. Back up top it goes Gutenfelder. She'll drive the running one-hander off the glass. No good. Rebound down low. Riley had a hand on it. It was knocked away, and Parker comes up with a loose ball. Shenandoah back across the timeline now. Allely out top, working the dribble. As they set up against a 2-3 zone this time by Atlantic. Right side it goes on the perimeter. That's Runyon. She'll lob it into the lane, turning and going right to the rack and laying it in is Sydney Nielsen. She ducked through and sliced through the lane. Got that bank shot to go. It's 5-4 now, Shenandoah. Front court. Trojans work it here near side. Worth off the dribble, lobs it low. Riley underneath, shot blocked. Underneath by Nielsen, got it back, put it back up, missed it again. Parker might have got a finger on that one. And Shenandoah up with a basketball. Now quickly to the front court. Up top, Adelie with it. She'll dump it across right side of Nielsen. Nielsen leaves it on the circle. Back out top it comes. Adelie off the dribble. Now Major. And back out top again, Adelie. Right side it goes down to Runyon. Adelie back to the top of the arc. Left side, Major. They try to work Parker's side to side along with Nielsen. Nielsen now in the corner comes to get it. Back out on the perimeter it goes. Nielsen back in the corner. Dumps it back out top. Very patient as we're down to 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Right side now. Dribbling with it is Runyon. Back out top to Alley. Major. Again, they swing it to the corner. Nielsen the three ball. That's going to be long. Skims the rim. Rebound off the floor. Was grabbed by Gutenfelder. Knocked out of bounds. Though they say last touch by Runyon. It'll belong to Atlantic. For the Trojans, Aaron Olson, a 5'5 freshman, checks in now. She'll take the place of Breanne Campbell. 2:50 to go here in the first quarter. It's a 5-4 ball game. Shenandoah the lead here early. Holmes now left side as they get into the front court. To Gutenfelder on the right side, on the left side corner. And she traveled to the basketball. Gutenfelder picked up the dribble, slid the feet. And that'll turn the ball back over to Shenandoah. A little more than 2.5 minutes to go here in this first quarter. This girls' 3A first-round regional basketball game. Shenandoah, the one-point lead in the basketball. Major here on the left side of the circle. Dumps it out top, Nielsen. Alley, right side it goes. Runyon dribbles, leaves it back up top. Alley off the left-hand dribble, fires it across. Runyon going to step in and fire one to the 16. No good. Rebound comes long to Parker. Parker dribbles to the baseline. Spins. She's cut off there by Gutenfelder. Nowhere to go. Dumps it back out top. Alley drives left side. Floats one up, and an offensive foul called against Brianna Alley. That'll be her second. And Abby Wiggle up off the bench. She'll check in now in place of Alley. Wiggle, a 5'3 sophomore. A couple of Phillies with two fouls now. Hoyt and Alley both on the bench. Atlantic basketball to the front court. McKenzie Holmes dumps it out top, Gutenfelder, and we're going to have an offensive foul call. Going to whistle that foul out top against Megan Riley.
Officials calling it pretty tight here so far, and a lot of those bumps are being hit right away.
Ball back to the Phillies with a one-point lead, 5-4, and a minute 50 to go in this opening quarter. Out top, Runyon works the dribble near the center circle. They'll set the offense. She'll dump it right side, down to Major. Major back out high. Nielsen, she'll curl, drive, stop, and feed it back up top. Now left side it comes. Into the corner now. Wiggle will fire one up. No good. Rebound tap to the floor. It's loose. Atlantic up with it. Nice job on the floor that time by Riley. And she feeds it ahead. Gutenfelder fires it forward down low through the hands of the Phillies, but it's off the fingers of Shelby Worth trying to cut to the basket, and it's out of bounds for the Phillies. 5-4. Shenandoah still with the lead. Points are tough to come by here early. Minute 18 left to go in the quarter. Left side corner. Quick fire by Runyon. Skims the rim, no good. As they didn't hesitate to shoot that time. The rebound taken by Atlantic. Long feed up the floor now. Trojans dump it low. A quick jumper here near side by McKenzie Holmes is good. As she knocks one down from about a dozen feet over. And it's 6-5 Atlantic with a minute to go in this first quarter. Shenandoah front court again. They fire it right side. Nielsen off the dribble drive. Baseline all the way to the hole and lays it in. A little leaner down low for Sydney Nielsen. And it's 7-6 now in favor of Shenandoah. Been a back-and-forth game ever since we started. No lead bigger than 1 point so far. Holmes up top. Going to stop and fire up a three ball. Hits the front of the rim. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Wiggle. In the back court. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. To the front court now comes Nielsen. Right side. She'll leave it back out top again. Major, here's the near side, Wiggle, back out top. Major, back here to Wiggle, left side. Out top, ball stolen away. McKenzie Holmes saw the pass coming, took it away. Now brings it across to the front court. Here to the near side, they dump it down low. That's Riley posting, shot up over Parker is no good. And the rebound taken away by Shenandoah, 4 seconds. Nielsen, outside dribbling, 1 second left. And we've got a foul with hardly any time left at all on the clock. That's pretty much going to end the quarter here. The foul whistle against McKenzie Holmes is her second. There's just 0.2 seconds on the clock, though, so the Phillies will not be allowed to shoot. They'll have to lob something in and tip it. It's going to be Sydney Nielsen inbounding. Nielsen lobs it in, and it's taken by Wiggle, and she'll fire it up, and it won't matter because she can't take a shot. So that'll do it. 7-6. Shenandoah leads by one here after the first quarter. Back in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAM All Sports Boosters Association. Vetter Equipment, your Case IH dealer in Ottoman for sales and service of genuine Case IH equipment. See them also for Cub Cadet lawn and garden equipment to care for your lawn. Visit Vetter Equipment in Ottoman today. Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. Visit them for collision, rust repair, refinishing, glass installation, and unibody frame repair. Also be sure to ask them about the T-Guarantee paint system at Dave's Body Shop in Harlan. J&R Tax Service, individual and small business tax preparation year-round, also payroll and bookkeeping services. J&R Tax Service, experienced, trained tax professionals, located at 8 East 5th Street in Atlantic, call 243-5028.
Welcome back here to Shenandoah High School. The Phillies have an early lead here by 1 point. Points been hard to come by so far here for both these teams. 7-6 here. Shenandoah with the lead, and they'll start with the basketball here in this second quarter of play. Up top now, they have it into the hands here of Nielsen. Nielsen, a pass over left side in the hands of Wiggle. Wiggle now into the corner. It goes to Runyon. Back around the horn. Nielsen over to Wiggle, right wing. Down low. Runyon back up top now. Nielsen has it. Dribbling out front. Kicks it across now. They work it down here left side. Back up top it goes. Now into the hands here of Wiggle. Back up top Nielsen. Trojans really running back and forth here with this zone. And now a quick shot here by Wiggle left side. The three-pointer no good. Rebound tracked down, but Gutenfelder couldn't hang on to it. And it goes out of bounds here back to the Phillies. They'll get another chance here in this offensive possession. Inbound pass comes into the hands here of Hoyt. She'll fire up a quick jumper, no good. Rebound to Capel. Trojans with the basketball here. They'll bring it across the timeline. Pass up top now, Holmes. Holmes fake, and she traveled with it. Trojans turn it over, and the Phillies get it back now here as Nielsen will inbound. They key it in. Into the hands now here of Nielsen. Working out front. She'll drive right side. Now dump it off to Hoyt. Down the corner they go. Runyon. Back up front now Nielsen. Nielsen. Holds it down. Kicks it to Runyon. Baseline jumper on the way. Back iron no good. Rebound to Capel. 6:46 left to go first half. 7-6 still. Shenandoah with the lead. Trojans working around the perimeter this time here on defensive pressure. It's man-to-man look, and now an open look here. Free ball. That's one on the way in. That's by Bailey Walter. Bailey Walter with the triple, and now a foul as well here. Shot will count, but there's a foul afterwards. As Ashley Walker will get whistled for a foul after the shot went up. Gutenfelder going to check out now here as bring in the size. Tiffany Williams coming into the contest now here for the Trojans. Up top now, Nielsen will try a three. That's way off the mark. Rebound fought for underneath. Picked up by Parker. Ripped away from her by Williams. Into the hands of Capel. They'll run. Right side. Goes over to Walter. Back to Capel. She drives. Bounce pass to Williams. Goes around to the defender. Shot blocked at a foul call. Tiffany Nielsen will pick up her first. I like the energy by Atlantic. I think Casey Felzer's plan is let's just get everybody in there and keep working hard. Shenandoah's got some solid ball players out there. We're not going to be able to do it with just 5-on-5. We're going to have to keep running players in, and if we have to use all of our fouls, we will.
Williams misses on the first free throw. She's got one more try coming. Now substitution here for the Phillies as Allily comes back in. Wiggle will check out. 9-7 here, your score, and the free throw on the way, and up and oh, good off the front iron that time by Williams, but she missed them both. Up the floor now, Shenandoah on the run. Bounce pass here, left side. Taking back up top now. They're working around the perimeter. Boyce, back up top now, Allily. Now left side they go. Runyon, back to Allily. Now she'll skip it across in the corner. Back up top now. They keep working the ball around the perimeter. Runyon back to Owley. Hoyt now, and back up front. Owley will dribble, cut off there, kicks it back out here. Runyon, baseline now, pump fake there by Nielsen. They work it around the perimeter. Hoyt's going to try a three, in and out, no good. That was almost all the way down and back out. Rebound came down to Williams, Trojans get it back. 5:20 left to go in the half. It's 9-7. Lead right now here for Atlantic. Dribble here by Walter. Stops at the free throw line. Got away with shuffling it and then threw it away.
Yeah, it was supposed to be a pick and roll that time. Walter was supposed to curl and go to the basket, but she got caught in traffic and couldn't get there.
Now Shenandoah takes a 30-second timeout. Talk things over. John Weinrich wants to talk things over here with a 9-7 ball game. 5:11 left to go here in this first half of play. And like you said, Atlantic just kind of using the rotation here early, trying to make those hustle plays. And right now they've got the size lineup out there on the floor with both Walker and Williams out there and trying to neutralize Parker down low. And for the most part, they've made it pretty difficult for them.
Yeah, we're not quite 11 minutes into the game. Atlantic's already played 9 players.
So a lot of rotation so far here for the Trojans. And we'll see if they keep that style up here as we continue on to wrap up this first half. Both teams still struggling to find the basket, though, and we'll have the Phillies with it here after the timeout. Right side pass, Runyon back up top. Alley. Alley now will look it around right side into the corner. They go to Hoyt. She'll try the three from there. That's good. Sierra Hoyt curled around from the other side. They give it to her in the corner. Nobody stepped up, but she knocked down the three. 10-9 now. Phillies regain the lead. Pass in the corner here. Mackenzie Holmes tries to drive baseline. Cut off. Has to kick it back out to Capel. Back to the top of the circle now here for Capel, and she'll drive right side. Stops. Kicks it now here to Walter. Walter. A dribble and a back pass back to Capel. Up top, Holmes curling around. Elbow shot. Contested well. Missed it. Rebound Walker. Put back. No good. Rebound in the hands of Nielsen. Sydney Nielsen will run. Pass in the corner, Runyon. Right back to Nielsen, down on the block. Should throw around, get by the defense and put one off the glass and in. Sydney Nielsen the bucket, and now it's a three-point lead here for the Phillies, 12-9. Pass over to Williams. They'll kick it in the corner here, Mackenzie Holmes. Looks at the three, pass back up top to Walter. Guarded closely by Alley. Reach in there, but no call. Now back over to Capel. Capel drives to the elbow, bounce past the Walker on the block, muscles her way in for a bucket there. Over the top of Parker, and Walker gets another bunny, and 12-11. Up the floor, pass to Parker on the outside. Into the corner, Hoyt. Open there for three. She'll try it again and knock it down. Nobody found her that time. She had all the time in the world to set up, and she buries her third triple of the contest. 15-11. Up top now, Capel will pass it over here, right side. Walter McKenzie Holmes now will try the three, top of the key. Banks off, no good. Rebound pulled down here by Riley, or Nielsen, excuse me. And Nielsen kicks it up the floor here into the hands of Alley. Pass left side, Hoyt. Hoyt now back up front. Alley back to Hoyt. In the corner they go. Look it around now outside. Runyon has it right way. Back out front, Alley. Now they'll start to move and give it off to Parker on the outside. Parker in the corner to Hoyt. They find her this time. Get it down on the block now, this time to Nielsen, and they have a foul from behind. They're going to call Tiffany Williams for getting an elbow in the backside there. She tried to post up. And that'll be her first. And that's the 17th foul here against the Trojans as well, so we'll have the 1-1 coming. Substitutions here for both teams. Jordan Major comes back in now here for Shenandoah. Also, Liz Gutenfelder back in now here for Atlantic. And also see Shelby Worth come back in. Free throw up and no good. And the rebound taken down by Walker. Up the floor. They run it out top here with Capel. Pass left side to Worth. Worth now to Gutenfelder. She'll drive right side. Stop. And kick it back out to Holmes. 2:26 left to go in the half. It's a 4-point lead for the Phillies, 15-11. Dribble, stop, and kick up top here to Capel. Capel driving left side, goes all the way baseline, shot blocked, but a foul call. Nielsen got over top of it. They call it with some contact, and we'll go to the line here to shoot a couple for Rian Capel. Second on Nielsen. 16 foul as well against the Phillies. Capel's first free throw, no good. Megan Riley checks back in. Ashley Walker will check out. One more free throw here for Rian Capel. Up on the way, off the back iron, no good. Rebound by Parker. Nielsen has it now, and they'll bring it up the floor here. Right side pass. Get it over there to Major, now in the corner. Runyon, Major, skip pass across to Hoyt, in the left side of Nielsen. Nielsen back up top now. They get it into the hands of Hoyt. Major has it now out front. Back to Hoyt, open for the three. No good this time. Rebound, no track down. Almost by Nielsen, but Kenzie Holmes sneaks in there to steal it away.
Boy, just at the last minute.
Capel up the floor, throes it right side to Worth. Hump fake, drives baseline. Cut off there, now kicks it back here to Riley. Riley back to Capel. She'll drive to the lane, saw a seam, kick out to Gutenfelder. Jumper on the way, no good. But a foul call here as Nielsen backed into her before she had a chance to come down, and that's their third.
Boy, and that could be a big third foul there, too, because Sydney Nielsen's been very, very active at 5'10". She steps out into the corner. She can shoot the long ball. She's been active rebounding underneath on offense. Tough to have to sit that person down.
Gutenfelder is going to take advantage, makes the first free throw. So now Nielsen will check out with those three fouls. Up into the ball game is Abby Wiggle once again. They'll have another substitution here as Allie will come back in. And Major will check out. One more free throw here for Gutenfelder. 1:37 left to go here in the first half. Second free throw up and good. It's going to be waved off. Into the lane too early there was Riley, so that one won't count. So the inbound here will come underneath here for the Phillies. They have a three-point lead here, 15-12, with 1:35 left to go here in the first half. Up across the timeline. Pass skipped across now into the hands here of Runyon, and they're going to hang on to it out top until Trojans do something else.
Why not? They have a huge lead, 3 points.
Yeah,
one of the biggest of the game almost. It's kind of been like that here all night. Four has been the biggest lead for either team.
So out front, hang on to it. Time winding down, 106 left to go. Now it's defensive pressure set up by Capel. I'll throw it back over to Runyon. Runyon, just hanging on to it. Need to come in closer to get the count. Now they do. Now the pass to Parker. And back outside to Runyon. They'll play catch out top. Allie with it. Pass off now here to Wiggle. Back to Allie. Now across to Runyon. 42 seconds left to go here in the half. Lob to Parker. Parker. Now guarded closely. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles it back outside here to Allie. Guarded by Campbell. Back across now here to Runyon. 29 seconds on the clock. Pass over right side, Hoyt back to Runyon, now Allie. Allie to Runyon, 20 seconds. Open it down here to a last shot here with a 15-12 lead here for the Phillies. Hoyt, Allie starts to move in the offensive set, 10 seconds to go. Pass down low, and Allie is fouled. We're going to call a bump down low. Not much contact there that time. It'll be a 1-1 coming. This Gutenfelder will pick up her second. And now at the line here for the 1-1 is Brianna Allie. Front end on the way. It's good. She'll get one more. 8 seconds left in the half here. It's a 4-point game right now, 16-12. Second free throw up and good. And they'll send it out now here to the largest lead of the game at 5 points, 17-12. Up the floor, Olson quickly. For the Trojans, goes left side, 3 seconds in traffic, fouled by Parker underneath. And we'll go to the line here to shoot two.
What a smart play by the young player there, Aaron Olson, to make the move and go right at Parker, who hadn't picked up a foul yet here in his first half. But Aaron Olson, just a freshman. She had Shelby Worth on the left side set up for a 3-point shot, but liked her chances.
So Olson will put it up, and it's the front end. Has one more free throw coming here.
Well, you're down 5, and you've missed 6 free throw attempts so far.
And now they make that one. Hosey knocks down one out of two. It's a four-point game. Inbound and a long check and well short here at the end of the half, and that's going to do it for our first half of basketball. Shenandoah Phillies leading the Atlantic Trojan 17-13 after our first half of play. We'll take a break, come back, talk about it here in Shenandoah. You're listening to High School Basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Dr. Alan Farnsworth, DVM, veterinarian in Adair, and he's also a realtor for Farmers National Company. Farmers National specializes in farmland sales by auction or listings. Give Dr. Alan Farnsworth in Adair a call at 641-740-5004. Interior Touch in downtown Atlantic is your headquarters for window coverings, wallpaper, paint, carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, and laminate flooring. For all of your decorating needs, visit with the professional staff at Interior Touch. Gady Insurance Services, your agent for Western Iowa Mutual Insurance. Call them for a no-obligation quote for your homeowners or farm insurance. Visit one of their agents today at Gady Insurance in Griswold and Council Bluffs or at their office at 700 East 7th Street in Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Shenandoah High School here tonight as it's the halftime break here, 17-13. Shenandoah with the lead here over the Atlantic Trojans. It was just a one-point game at the end of the first quarter, 7-6, and Shenandoah able to move that out a little bit here in this second quarter of play. And largely it's been on the back of one player who's been able to hit a few shots from the outside. Baskets have been hard to come by, and when you do knock down some threes, it can really make an impact, and that's what Sierra Hoyt's done here in the first half for Shenandoah.
Well, yeah, and actually, I think Atlantic's got to be pretty happy where they are right now at halftime, down only 4 points, all things considered. They missed enough free throws to turn the game around. They were just 2 of 8 from the free throw line here in the first half. But the Trojans are much closer than they were the last time these two teams played, and, you know, really, Shenandoah, you know, the first time these two teams played, Serena Parker had, 24 points or something?
Yeah.
She's got none here tonight, and she's really having to battle just to get position inside. She really hasn't had any decent looks down low. In fact, they've had a difficult time just getting her the ball, and Atlantic's, I guess, team defense concept to keep running them in, running them out, keep them fresh might be paying off at this point anyway, because Parker just really has been frustrated down low, not able to get any decent spots to get a good look at the basket.
Yeah, they really have done a good job of keeping her in check and making it difficult for Shenandoah to get good looks, especially inside. They've kind of broken down on the pressure a few times there in the zone and lost track of a three-point shooter. But other than that, yeah, they've been doing a very good job of making it tough down low inside. And last time, when they played Shenandoah, it kind of petered out towards the end of the ball game. They're outscored 18-7 in the fourth quarter the last time these two teams played. So we'll see if Atlantic this time, and maybe that's the philosophy too by Coach Pelzer, is to try to get that rotation early so that everybody stays fresh and they're ready to go for a good run down the stretch of this one rather than the way it went last time around.
Yeah, last time the majority of the points for Shenandoah came down low. They came in the paint. This time they're almost exclusively coming from the outside with Sierra Hoyt knocking down 3 threes here in the first half, and Sydney Nielsen with 6 points, and Brianna Alley had 2 free throws. So that's it. That's where the points are coming from here early on for Shenandoah. So, yeah, really, they're moving the ball pretty well around the perimeter, but they're really struggling to work it inside, especially down low to their post player. So good start here for Atlantic defensively.
Good start here, and it's a close ball game here at the halftime break. It's a 17-13 your score here at the halftime intermission. We'll take another break here for you, and when we come back, we'll be on our way here to bringing you more basketball and talk a little bit more about the numbers we have for you here in the first half as well. You're listening to High School Basketball here on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Newman Body Shop in Lyman, your complete body shop offering professional work at competitive rates as well as glass repair. Newman Body Shop, 12 miles south of Atlantic on Highway 71. Give them a call at 778-4428. Newman Body Shop, we meet by accident. RMB Feeds in Atlantic, specializing in show feed for chickens, lambs, cattle, hogs, goats, horses, and rabbits. Open Monday through Friday till 5:30 p.m. and Saturday until noon. RMB Feeds will also custom blend Just call them and mix it any way you want it. That's R&B Feeds at 200 Oak Street in Atlantic. Body Basics Chiropractic, offering wellness and other chiropractic services in Atlantic and Red Oak. For an appointment with Dr. Fritz Beyer, call 254-2639. That's 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
And welcome back here to the half mission here between these two teams as the Shenandoah Phillies are leading here over the Atlantic Trojans. And we're working our way here into this second half of basketball, and both teams are still in the locker room getting themselves taken care of here before they get out to warm up once again here for this second half of play. But so far it's been a pretty good battle. We talked about the battle down low here for Atlantic, and of course I think if they continue to do that, they're going to be in good shape. Like you said, you know, those outside shots aren't always going to fall, so they continue to have some good defensive pressure down low, and they've been doing a good job of rotating those players down there as well. We've seen Williams, Riley, and also Walker in there, so I think they're going to continue to rotate them, and like you said, if you have to give up fouls, so be it. You know, you got some players to run in and out of the ball game, and yeah, maybe they'll be in good shape to continue to do that.
You know, you figure between 15 fouls, do you, if you have to, but stuff, but I'm not sure whirl into your rhythm, because you're sometimes a little bit of a, you know, afraid to find in some place where you're not sure if you're got the short end of the foul. Half. She's been one of the cogs here, especially tonight, to help make that ball move and make the offense go here for Shenandoah. So she'd be a tough one to miss, just a sophomore. But she stands 5'10", has long arms, and seems very mature with the basketball out there and understands what she needs to do. So that would be a tough loss for the Phillies. Hoyt's knocked down 9 points here in the first half. And then on the other side for Atlantic, Mackenzie Holmes had a quick two, but she stayed out of foul trouble otherwise, and Liz Gutenfelder picked up a couple. So, yeah, it could very well be that fouls could be very important here in the second half.
And I think you're right, too, with especially with Nielsen. If she's not able then way to start the second half, and she's at what they're doing, could she really... She's usually the one kind of keying things with basketball for the most part. The other, and we'll see as they play. We mentioned, we take a look here at the numbers here for you. We already mentioned to you what Shenandoah did. 9 points for Hoyt out of those three threes, 6 points for Nielsen, and 2 points for Allalee. And then for Atlantic, they've just got a smattering all over the place here. Ashley Walker with 4 points, 3 points for Bailey Walter, two for Mackenzie Holmes, two also for Megan Riley, and one apiece chipped in by Gutenfelder and Walker and Olson. So we've seen kind of a mixed bag there so far here for Atlantic, and we'll see how things progress here in the second half. And I guess maybe that's one thing that's somewhat encouraging too here for Atlantic is, you know, they haven't been able to score a lot, obviously, but at least everybody's trying actively, I think, to get involved. They're doing a little bit of shots, whereas usually they're pretty content just to pass that ball around. I think they're being a little more aggressive than usual.
Yeah, and I think if Atlantic becomes a little bit more aware of that three-point line, they've had a couple opportunities where people were trying to penetrate into the lane, and Worth was setting up outside and had a wide open look for a three if they'd have kicked it out to her. And you know, if they're more aware of some of the surroundings around them instead of single focused on getting the ball to the basket, I think they might find that they might get a few really good looks here in the second half.
So we'll see how it plays out. We'll take another quick break, come back with a tip-off with some high school basketball on KJN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. The Chatterbox Cafe, located next door to the Amoco Station in Audubon, opens 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Come and enjoy home-cooked meals with noon specials Monday through Friday. That's the Chatterbox Cafe in Audubon.
Anita Engraving and Awards LLC, Southwest Iowa's most dependable source for trophies, award plaques, and medals. For awards worth winning since 1970, Anita Engraving and Awards LLC in Anita. Call 712-762-3779. And Drs. Mark Markham and Sean Peterson, General Dentistry, located on the second floor of the Cass County.
Brianne Chapel with the basket. Ball so dump it left side. Shelby Worth going to try the three ball from there. Knocks it down. Shelby Worth sets up, had a hand in her face, but was able to knock that one down. And it's a 17-16 game. Now the traveling violation is Allie got the ball across the half-court line, and she turns it over with a travel. So the ball goes back to Atlantic. 17-16 now the score. Atlantic with a chance to take the lead here with the basketball. Guttenfelder in the front court in the corner with out top to Mackenzie Holmes. She'll dump it off for Shelby Worth. Right side now to Capel. Capel looks as they curl around. Guttenfelder open at the free throw line. The quick shot no good. The rebound comes along though. Worth picks it up and the Trojans keep the possession. Atlantic with the basketball out high. Capel will reset the offense now as they curl to the right side. She'll stop on the arc and look for some help. Around it goes to Mackenzie Holmes. Back up top to Capel. No reset. Just about a minute gone here in this third quarter. Trojans trail by a point here to Shenandoah. Holmes here on the left arc now with it for Atlantic. Out top it goes to Worth. She fakes the three. Now drives into the lane. Stops and has the ball ripped away. She elevated for the shot. Mackenzie Holmes though able to chase down the loose ball. So Atlantic keeps the possession again. Holmes drives to the right side. Gets bumped and the ball is out of bounds. No foul call. It's last touch apparently by Holmes. Well, she had a shoulder into her by Jamie Runyon, but no call, and the ball will turn over. Billy's back the other way now to the front court. Shenandoah sets up top. They work it left side now in the circle and dump it down low. It's Nielsen with it. Sydney Nielsen back outside, and they go to the top to Allie. Now right side to Hoyt. Hoyt here on the arch has three threes in the ball game, so you got to put a hand in her face. Atlantic at a 2-3 zone. They lob it down low, posting with Nielsen. She's triple-teamed on the baseline. Nowhere to go. And has it taken away. Shelby Worth had her caught in the back course, and she steals it away and will run it to the front side now. Good aggressive defense and a reach-in. The foul now going to be called as Allie picks up her third. As Worth hesitated on the dribble, and Allie tried to step in and bumped her over the foul. 6:11 to go, third quarter. Atlantic with the basketball. Capel will inbound. Capel out top now. Mackenzie Holmes takes the inbound. She'll dribble to the center circle. They set up. Here to the near side. She gets the screen, drives to the corner. Worth with it. Worth looking low. Walker trying to post inside. Can't find any room. Now they dump it back over to the right side. And now down for Walker. And it's through her fingers and picked up off the floor by Nielsen. Nielsen going to run the right side now all the way to the front court. Back out to Hoyt. Pass out top. It's bad. It's stolen. Mackenzie Holmes saw it coming. She'll run the floor and lay it up and in. And it's back on top. Mackenzie Holmes with a quick, smart move. And it's 18-17. Atlantic on the steal and finish. Billy's back to the front court now. They work the ball left side. Runyon into the corner to Nielsen. Nielsen back out top. Shenandoah works the perimeter. They lob it down low for Nielsen underneath. She gets it in traffic. Now loses the ball. She's caught in a big pile. Now the ball on the floor. It's picked up by Guttenfelder. And she feeds it off to Capel. Capel to the front court. No advantage, so she'll just slow it down. Well, Atlantic really collapsing defensively anytime the ball goes down low. Worth left side with it now for the Trojans. She'll curl into the lane. Stop, throw one up. It's blocked. No foul call. Parker gets the basketball. Well, it looks like she clocked it there with a block attempt. Out of the front court it comes. Runyon back out top. 4:50 to go here in the third quarter. Atlantic leads by one. Right side it comes. Runyon will drive to the baseline now all the way under and curl it around to the left side. She'll feed it out to Hoyt. South top now to Allie. She'll line up a three ball. That's no good. Long rebound is slapped out of bounds, and it's going to stay with Shenandoah. Shelby Worth is chasing it down far side, tapped it up and out of bounds into the Shenandoah student section, and the ball goes back to the Phillies. Nielsen will inbound. Parker comes out to get it now. She'll hand it right back to Nielsen, who curls around top. She'll turn and drive the lane. A ball stripped away. Went up for the shot. Capel got a hand in there and knocked it free. Trojans up with a steal. Capel to the front court. Quickly right side. It's Guttenfelder. Drives to the lane. The shot up no good. Rebound inside. It's tapped out of bounds. It'll stay with Atlantic. Walker thought she was going to get that rebound. Parker swatted it away from her. It's out of bounds. Back to the Trojans. Capel will inbound underneath. She'll lob it out high from the free throw line. As Gutfelder grabs, guns, no good, and the rebound taken by Nielsen. Shenandoah back the other direction now. Atlantic gets back quickly defensively, no advantage. They'll slow it down and set the offense with 4 minutes left to play in this third quarter. Atlantic with an 18-17 lead. Offense has been at a premium here tonight. Hoyt to the left side. Dump it into the corner now for Runyon. Back to Hoyt, and out top it's Alley. Cross here to Nielsen. Nielsen off the dribble. We'll leave it back across to Alley. Now Hoyt, left corner. Open, going to try the three. It's no good. Long rebound comes to Mackenzie Holmes. Atlantic with a one-point lead in the ball. To the front court, Capel now with 3.5 left to play in the third quarter. Holmes left side on the arc with it for the Trojans. She'll curl it around up top and get it to Gutenfelder. She'll drive baseline. Bounce feed underneath for Walker. Bank shot good. Ashley Walker got some room inside. Gets the banker to go. It's a 7-0 start to the third quarter for Atlantic. It's 20-17 and a timeout asked for now by Shenandoah. They'll take a 30-second timeout, so we will leave it here. 3:14 remaining here in this third quarter. Shenandoah trailing now on their home floor, 20-17 to Atlantic, and the Trojans playing with a little pep in the step right now.
Yeah, they really are. They come out here firing here in this third quarter. Shenandoah has failed to get any points on the scoreboard here in the second half of play, and it's starting to really show. They got to get something going there. Both teams have struggled offensively, but you know, you let the team get a few baskets strung together, and just like that, Atlantic's really turned the tide of momentum.
Well, Serena Parker still with no points in the basketball game here tonight. It'll be Shenandoah basketball in the front court as they come back out of the timeout. 3:14 left to go in the third quarter. Lots of time. 3-point Atlantic lead. They work the ball out top. Nielsen will run the point. Left side alley off the dribble. They want to try to post Nielsen inside as she scoots low. No room there. Hoyt out top with it. Left side alley. Now Nielsen on the circle. So they work that left side. Hoyt. Back up top, Alley, skip it to the right side now. Runyon on the dribble, back out top once again. And they'll reset again. Alley comes around the top side. Now right wing it comes. Runyon lobs inside, into traffic. Nielsen up with it. Now the ball is kicked. Shelby Worth kicked it, but she tried to bounce feed it off to Parker. Shenandoah trying to get real creative to get that ball inside, scooting Parker down low, and then sliding Nielsen across. Good defense by Atlantic. Tiffany Williams checks in now for the Trojans. The inbound feed to the right corner. A three-point try up by Hoyt is no good. It might have got a finger on that as it came up short, and Atlantic got the rebound. Now quickly had Bailey Walter back in the game for Atlantic. So is Aaron Olson. And she has the ball out top. Williams left side to Holmes. Holmes on the circle. Out top now for Walter. Walter off the dribble. Williams right side to Olson. Bounce pass inside for Riley. It's tipped away and stolen. Shenandoah back up the other way now. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Alley out top, left side Nielsen. Leaves it for Runyon. Back out top, Alley. Right side it comes to Hoyt. Hoyt, they work again around the circle. Nielsen, Alley, back to Nielsen. She'll try a three ball. That's good. Sydney Nielsen with 9 points now. She knocks down the three, and that ties the game at 20 apiece. Front court, Trojans have it. Tiffany Williams left side, the dribble drive, and they're going to hit her with a travel. Nowhere to go out from the perimeter. The post tried to take it on the dribble, and that's usually not a good idea. And it turned out that way here this time around. For Shenandoah up off the bench, Hannah Daly will check into the contest. Also back into the ball game is Abby Wiggle. Front court now. Trojans again packing it in defensively down low, double-teaming Parker. Through that 2-3 zone. They work it side to side. Now Wiggle out top. Nielsen fires it left side. Hoyt, Nielsen, they work the ball on the left side. Hoyt, three balls long, no good. Rebound to the baseline is taken out of there by Wiggle. Shenandoah keeps. 3:15 left here in the third quarter. Wiggle left side, right side, sets up to the three and missed it. Wide left, and it goes out of bounds. 20-20. We're all tied up. First team to 25 wins, I guess. 1:10 left to go here in the third quarter. One of those nights. For the front court, Aaron Olson to the right side now. She'll leave it out top for Mackenzie Holmes. Holmes drives to the right side, stops on the perimeter. Needs some help now, and Bailey Walter comes out to give it to her. Walter left side now to Williams. Williams just inside the circle, back up top to Olson. 50 seconds left in the third quarter as Olson brings it back out to reset. Olson right side dribble drive.
and she stumbles and gets called for a double dribble. Basketball will turn back over the other direction. 42 seconds left to go in the third quarter in a 20-all ball game. Hoyt now with it in the front court. Shenandoah breaks pressure. Back out top it comes to Nielsen. Hoyt on the left side to Nielsen, left wing. Back to Hoyt in the corner. She's going to try and set up for the three ball, and that's good. Sierra Hoyt knocks down the three, and that puts Shenandoah back up on top by three. 23-20 now. 17 seconds left in the quarter. Walter here left wing with it for the Trojans. Up top to Holmes. Holmes curls and gets fouled. Abby Wiggle came out and bumped her as she tried the head fake and the curl to go the other direction. Foul whistled against Hoyt. Wiggle, rather, is her first. Nielsen will check out now as Runyon is back in for Shenandoah with 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Atlantic will inbound. Olsen the inbound feed and a foul call. She got it into Walter, and it's Wiggle again coming out and getting her on the arm for the foul. 10 seconds left. That's the 13th foul against the Phillies here in the second half, and Atlantic will inbound again. From the far right side, Olsen bounce feeds it to Walter. Walter off the step. 7 seconds. Olsen, right side, back to Walter. Now it's Holmes. 3 seconds. Two Holmes. Long three ball. Skims the rim, no good, and time runs out before anybody can grab a hold of that rebound. That'll do it here in the third quarter, 23-20. Shenandoah with a three-point lead over Atlantic. We'll have the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAM.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in Atlantic can help you cut your heating and cooling bills with efficient furnaces and air conditioners from Lennox. Call Camplin's Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. For down-home cooking, come to the Downtowner in Atlantic for breakfast and lunch. And don't forget about their homemade pies. For all your catering needs, the Downtowner can do it all, large or small, from start to finish. The Downtowner, located on East 4th Street in Atlantic. That's 243-2183. Iowa Western Community College.
Education changes lives. Let it change yours with classes at Iowa Western Community College. We offer a wide variety of courses to meet your educational needs. Plus, Iowa Western classes transfer well. Take classes at the Atlantic Center, Council Bluffs campus, or give online learning a try. Check it out at iwcc.edu.
Welcome back here to Shenandoah as we head to the final quarter of basketball here tonight as the Phillies lead this one by three and they have the basketball here. 23-20, Shenandoah on top of Atlantic in this girls' 3A regional postseason contest. It's get it done or go home here for these two teams here tonight. Shenandoah with the basketball out top right here. Sydney Nielsen will pass it off here to Parker on the outside. Parker passes it off now here to Owley. Owley back to Nielsen. Nielsen back to Owley, and now a foul whistled under Sweet. Quick contact, and I believe Ashley Walker is going to get hit with a little reach-in foul. They're looking against Parker. Walker second. And that's just the 13th foul here against the Trojans here in the second half. Pass into the corner, a quick shot up on the way, no good there. Parker flew in for the rebound off of the three-point miss by Owley and put it back up and in, her first point here of the contest. Up the floor now, we run the other way. Into the hands of Capel, and she got caught in traffic and shuffled her feet. I think the pressure collapsed on her in the lane, and she picked up the ball too soon. Up the floor now, here come the Phillies. Into the hands here of Owley. Owley now looks it around, has it back up top. Still that 2-3 zone look here for the Trojans. And now the Phillies going to settle things down outside here. Gonna try to run the clock out with 6:44 left to go.
I don't think anybody paid $5 to watch that, did they?
And now it's a fast right side. Runyon lost it. Gutenfelder steals it. So it backfires here. The Trojans come up and pressure and get a steal. Back the other way they go. Capel drives and an offensive foul call here. That boy stepped in at the last second. And now a timeout going to be taken here
by Coach Casey Felder at the full timeout. 6:27 left to go in the game. 25-20 Shenandoah leads. We'll take a break. Listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company in Casey for custom-designed folding aluminum and canvas awnings with vinyl backlit storefronts, door hoods, patio covers, carports, or retractable desk and patio covers. Call Scott Kingery of Kingery Awning Manufacturing Company at 800-746-2558. Century 21 Dement Realty in Atlantic is part of the world's largest residential real estate organization. Stop by Century 21 Dement Realty's office on East 7th Street or give them a call at 243-2017. You can also take a virtual tour at century21.com. Cint Repair, just east of Lyman, offering general automotive repair and computer diagnostics. Cint Repair, ASE certified and a Napa Auto Care Center. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Cint Repair. Give them a call at 778-4330.
Welcome back now here after the timeout. Troy Jans will get back on defense here, and the Phillies will walk it up the floor here with Alley. 6:23 left in the contest. 5-point lead here for the Phillies. Right side dribble drive by Nielsen. She's cut off baseline there by Gutenfelder. Turns around and comes back outside. Now in the corner, it's Hoyt. Back into the hands here of Runyon. Everybody set up on the perimeter right now here for the Phillies.
It's a big fake out. Moving fast, and then let's stand around.
Yeah. They're going to pass it around the horn right now. Runyon, the two guards, Alley and Nielsen, are way out here near half court. Now they'll move. Parker, Hoyt, back up top now here once again to Nielsen, and then they'll back it back out again. Nielsen, Alley, now in the corner, Runyon. Runyon back to Alley. And now a pass back into the backcourt. And yeah, Capel got there, but she never touched it. Ball went into the backcourt, and Nielsen picked it up, so it'll be an over and back and another turnover. That's two straight possessions where Shenandoah has just tried to work some clock, and they end up turning it over. And Atlantic now will get it here. Inbound will come down here from Gutenfelder at half court. She'll key it in, get it into the hands here of Capel. Capel brings it up the floor, gets the man-to-man pressure. Pass off to Gutenfelder. Now it goes to Shelby Wirth. Wirth in the corner, puts it on the floor, a couple of dribbles, now picks it up, needs some help. Nobody open, now back up top to Gutenfelder. Gutenfelder to Capel. Capel, back up top, Wirth, pump fake side, now dumps it back to Capel. Capel, waiting outside, looking for someone to get open, and now they'll reset here. Down to 5:07 left to go here in the contest. Bounce pass to Wirth. Wirth to Gutenfelder at the top of the key. Crosses over, stops at the free throw line, and she took too big of a hop step and slid the pivot foot a little bit. Gets called for a walk. So it turns it right back here to Shenandoah. Atlantic failed to take advantage there of the last turnover there by the Phillies.
Lots of time left with 5 minutes to play, but it just seemed like Atlantic had a sense of urgency out there, like they needed desperately to do something quickly.
And the Phillies now will slow things down again. Boyd out top with it. Alley over to Nielsen. Bounce pass on the arc. Now back here up top to Alley. Alley over to Hoyt. Now a tip right back in the hands of Alley, though. Now Nielsen has it. Working it outside. Now a step in and a kick over to Hoyt. Hoyt guarded closely by Capel. Will drive to the baseline. Now kicks it back up top. Runyon back to Alley. And now it's over to Nielsen. Alley once again out front with it. Back over to Hoyt. Continue to play catch outside. Now Nielsen hanging on to it. So back to Alley left side. Back to Nielsen. Back in the corner now. Now driving a shot baseline here. Missed way long that time by Alley. Rebound tracked down by Capo. She'll run up into the front court here. Crosses over. Goes in the lane. Bounce pass to Walker. Jumper from 15. Good. Ashley Walker with the bucket. She's got 8 points now. And it's back to a three-point margin. 25-22. Rojan's chipping away here. 3:27 left in the contest. Pass over right side, Hoyt. Hoyt will drive right side. Cut off there. Kicks it back up top to Alley. Now back to Hoyt. Hoyt into the corner. Goes to Parker.
Parker back to Hoyt. Now back over to Hallily. Hallily will set things up now here and back it out again. Hallily dribbles in to the free throw line. Kick out. Nielsen. Now back to Hallily as she comes back out towards the center. Nielsen has it now, and right back to Hallily as she'll hang on to it out front. 2:52 left to go in the game. Bounce pass over to Nielsen. Trojans are going to have to really start getting up here close and tight on the defense to try to get them out of this step. Pass now over here into the hands of Nielsen. Back up top, Hallily. She'll drive inside the lane. Put one up on the run. Got it to go. Wow, tough shot on the run there by Hallily. And it's now 27-22. Back to a five-point margin. Trojans back with it the other way. Gutenfelder in the corner. Trying to find Walker on the block. Working hard. Now Gutenfelder cut off. Kicks it to Walker. 16-footer off the mark. Rebound pulled down by Holt. And now Shenandoah back with the basketball. And now they're going to bring up the tight pressure here for Atlantic. And Holmes went hard for the basketball. Ended up running into the hip there of Hallily. And we'll have the foul call here against Holmes. And that's just number three here against the Trojans. Now another timeout on the floor here by Atlantic. 2:07 left to go. Five-point game. 27-22. Shenandoah on top. Take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company, helping you communicate with top-quality mobile and transportable phones and the best cellular service. Get a free demonstration from Marty Elkhorn Telephone Company today. Atlantic Pest Control, your pest control consultants. They'll help you with the elimination of insects, rodents, and other pests. Call Bill today at 243-6900. Atlantic Pest Control will come to your home and give you a free estimate, so call today. Better Motor Company, your authorized General Motors and Chrysler dealer in downtown Atlantic. Offering a great selection of new and used vehicles, including trucks and vans. Stop by or call today at 243-4514.
Back here at the timeout, and Shenandoah with the basketball here in the bound to Parker. Right back to Nielsen, almost lost it. And now Gutenfelder was in there reaching for the basketball and just a victim of circumstance that time to pick up her third foul. Fourth team foul now here against the Trojans as they're looking to try to get those away so that they can start sending Shenandoah to the line if need be. And Abby Johnson will check in now here to the contest as Holmes will come out. Inbound Parker, and tough defense there. Campbell going to get whistled for the foul. Her third.
And not the worst thing in the world for Atlantic to pick up a few fouls here quickly because you want to get to that bonus in case you need to get to the free throw line and get the ball back.
Yeah, that's what they're exactly trying to do. Now Abby Johnson will reach in and hear the foul off the inbound. That's up 16 fouls now. Now they can send the Phillies to the line here to try to trade possession here. Johnson came in to get that foul. Now Holmes will come back in. Now a 30-second timeout going to be taken here by the Trojans, so we'll keep it right here.
Well, three fouls by Atlantic in a span of 6 seconds, so that's not too bad. That's 2 seconds per foul. That's pretty quick.
Yeah, pretty good. Exactly what they wanted to do. The coaching staff knew that they needed to do that because Shenandoah has been running those sets where they just use the clock and really send things out towards half court. So they knew they had to either come up and play really tight defense or start giving those fouls away because they knew down the stretch they were going to need to stop the clock.
Yeah, you really didn't have a chance, so a choice here at this point because you're going to have to pick somebody out to foul at some point here. And hope they start missing. You're down five. It's obviously not insurmountable, but boy, the opportunities have been really rare here in the second half, the way Shenandoah is really taking the air out of the ball.
And they'll inbound here, 27-22. They lead it. 2:01 left to go. Inbound to Parker. Trojans don't foul right away this time here. And they'll have it out top here. Into the hands here of Hallily. Now they'll come up to play tight defense. Nielsen almost lost it. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Shenandoah. As they want to talk things over, that'll be a full timeout. That's all they have left. Well, they're going to give them a 30. It'll be a full timeout. 1:49 left to go. We'll take another break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, they have top-of-the-line strength equipment and cardio equipment with a clean atmosphere. They're open 24 hours a day with state-of-the-art security. Join Anytime Fitness in Atlantic, located in the Hy-Vee Shopping Plaza.
Vice Pump Service in Oneida works water well pumps. They have Gould's submersible pumps. They can work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines, trenching and backhoe service, boring and septic systems. Give Vice Pump Service in Oneida a call at 712-249-1233. And Stuart Dusenberry, your local Mutual of Omaha sales representative for life, health, disability, long-term care, annuities, and Medicare supplement needs. Stop by 14 West 5th Street in Atlantic or give Stuart Dusenberry a call at 243-4806.
After the timeout, Foley's will inbound here. They get it out up high here to Allie. Now back to Nielsen. She runs into a trap, throws it away into the hands here of Atlantic, and a foul to be whistled here against Foley, reaching in to try to steal it away here from Shelby Worth.
Yeah, they were pressured into that one. Good pressure here at center court. An off-balance throw there by Nielsen on the pass attempt, and it caught Hoyt in a bad spot.
So Hoyt picks up her third foul. It's the 13th foul against the Phillies. Or 14 foul, excuse me, and now they'll work it around here and throw it to Walker. She lost the handle on it. It was a tough pass. She couldn't hang on to it, and it's thrown away. Nielsen gets it back now to Alley. Missed opportunity there for Atlantic, and now down to 128 left to go. You have to think about fouling here. And if they're looking for somebody, Runyon Walsh, she's on the floor, would be the one to look for. Now Runyon will fire up a rough shot here right side, miss it. Rebound fought for. Guttenfelder comes over there. She'll run the other way. 1:13 left to go. Guttenfelder all the way to the baseline. Now back outside to go to Kappel. Kappel will drive left side. Bounce pass to Guttenfelder. Guttenfelder hanging on to it. Curls around a screen. Goes inside. Pass across. She could have tried the shot, but decided to pass it instead. Walker had to go to the floor to get it. Little the shot missed it. And now the Phillies get the rebound. 54 seconds left to go here. Now Atlantic will have to foul. Allie will be fouled, and she'll go to the line down here for the 1-1. Foul going to be whistled against Breanne Kappel, her fourth. Wow, series of events there, and Atlantic came up on the short end for the most part.
Well, and Atlantic should have had. It's hard to sit here and criticize, but all the contact down. Serena Parker knocked over three Trojans last time from behind after that awkward shot down low. And
Allie takes advantage at the free throw line. She makes her first. And now another timeout is going to be taken here by Shenandoah. 52 seconds left to go in the contest. 28-22. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN, All Sports Boosters Association. Marcellus Insurance. See Betty Marcellus at 2 West 6th Street in Atlantic. She'll be glad to give you a no-obligation quote on your auto, farm, business, life, and health insurance. Call Marcellus Insurance at 243-4190 today. Olson Fuel Supply, a locally owned BP and Sinclair branded station with quality gasoline fuel, including BP, Amoco Premier Diesel Fuel. Olson Fuel Supply, servicing Cass County and the surrounding counties with local stations in Atlantic, Griswold, and Oneida. Atlantic Home Realty, for all your real estate needs, including residential, commercial, and farm acreage markets, call 243-1300 and talk to one of the friendly, helpful sales associates at Atlantic Home Realty, or stop by their office at 610 Laurel Street in Atlantic.
Welcome back here after the timeout. It's 28-22, Shenandoah with the lead here, and a free throw coming yet here for Brianna Allerly, the second out of the 1-1. And she'll have a chance to extend the lead.
Yeah, an important one, too, because this would take it to three possessions.
And it's off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound fought for. Nielsen fighting for it. She came up with it. She came up with the baseline. Now stolen, though, by McKenzie Holmes. And she gets it right back. Off the floor, right side, Worth for three. No good. Off the back iron, rebound by Parker underneath. And now she runs over. Kappel, it's going to be an offensive foul. She turned around and she had the elbows out a little bit too far. And then they call an intentional foul as well with the elbow. So it'll be shot here before the inbound. Looks just like a technical and the intentional.
Yeah, if they called intentional foul, that should be two shots for Atlantic and the basketball. They should get possession back as well.
Second personal and the intentional error now whistled against Serena Parker.
Yeah, the official explaining it to Shenandoah's coach Sean Weinrich that it hit him in the head with the shoulders, but with the elbows above the shoulders.
First free throw up and good there by Guttenfelder. Steps up the line and knocks the first one down. Makes it
5-point game. It's a tough call to take an intentional like that for Shenandoah just simply because it wasn't something where it was done maliciously. But
it's really what it amounted to. She just turned around, and that's where the hit happened to be, and so they'll call it. 28-24, 4-point game, 37 seconds left, and now Atlantic with possession here. And now a timeout going to be taken here by Shenandoah. Keep it right here this time. It is their last timeout. And Atlantic has two left, so they have a couple of chances here to try to stop the clock here as we head down the stretch. But time of the essence here. Atlantic really needs to take advantage here of this possession.
Well, two big free throws there by Gudenfelder, too. It's not always the easiest thing in the world when you have a shot. A lot of free throws here. That was just her third and fourth tries here tonight. Her only points of the game coming from the free throw line, 3 of 4. But she stepped up with nobody around in a tight situation, was able to drop them both down. And, you know, those are big points. It's a 4-point game now. You're really almost in a situation where you could see a single possession come back here with a 3 and a foul. Those are rare, but, you know, you never know. You keep your options open here at this point. 36 seconds left. Atlantic has to play defense now.
She's done well at the line because that one that she did miss in the first half was the one that was waved off for the lane violation. She actually knocked it down. But if you're looking for a player to foul on the floor for Shenandoah after this, it'd be Runyon. She's shooting 42%. Chapel now to inbound at the timeout. Up top now into the hands of Holmes. She'll try a long arcing three-pointer off the backboard. No good. And then Nielsen gets the ball, and then she's hit. And maybe got a little bit of a hand up to the face as well as they were trying to reach in for the foul. So it'll be a whistle here against Gudenfelder. That'll be number 4 on Liz Gudenfelder. And we'll walk to the other end now here for the 1-1. That's the 18th foul here against the Trojans.
Yeah, my mistake there, Chris. I was thinking the Atlantic up the could play defense. That was an intentional foul, so they were getting possession, too. It's a tough one, though. They didn't really get a decent look there that time as Holmes tried to hoist one up real fast. And now we walk to the other side to shoot the free throws.
Yeah, maybe a little bit hurried there that time. Not sure. Almost just thought she had a good look at it or not, but it's pretty quick there after the inbound. Had plenty of time to try to get a better look at the basket. But now Nielsen with the chance here for the 1-1. On the way, no good. Rebound taken here by Gudenfelder. Trojans will run it up the floor here. 28 seconds to go. Kappel into the corner. Worth. Back up top now. Olsen wide open for three. It's good. And now a timeout here taken by the Atlantic Trojans. They want to talk things over. Aaron Olsen with the three ball makes it a 1-point game. A 30-second timeout taken by Coach Casey Felder. 20 seconds showing here on the clock in a 1-point margin at 28-27. Wow, what a cold-blooded three by the freshman Aaron Olsen. They got it to Shelby Worth in the right side corner, and that was the setup. She was probably taking a look at the shot that she had a hand in her face. She found Olsen there on the perimeter. She grabbed it and knocked it down stiff. Olsen comes up big here for Atlantic when they needed it. The missed front end by Nielsen on one end. Trojans got out and run. And Olsen was left wide open for the three, and she buries it. And it's a 1-point game here. Full court pressure put on now by the Trojans. 20.7 seconds on the clock. Nielsen will inbound. And now they inbound. They switch the inbounder. Baseball pass, and Nielsen got in front of everybody up the floor. Hits the pass up the floor, and Gudenfelder fouls her hard. And they're going to call an intentional foul.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
For both arms.
That is ridiculous. She was going after the ball. How is that an intentional foul? That is ridiculous. That's what Casey Phelps is trying to explain to the officials here tonight. The officials haven't understood much here tonight.
Been pretty inconsistent here, and now we're going to see. Now, I don't know if she doesn't even be able to shoot the free throws either. She's hurting pretty bad after she hit the floor. She's holding her off arm pretty gingerly. So Shenandoah now will get two shots and the basketball. 18 seconds left to go, and it's a 1-point game still, so the free throws still become very important here. Nielsen steps up, the first one, no good. No good, and Nielsen will get one more. So not all is lost here. Atlanta will have a chance to try to foul again quickly after another inbound. And the second free throw is good here by Nielsen, so a 2-point margin. 29-27 with 18 seconds left to go in the contest, and Shenandoah will inbound now here after the intentional. Well, Hallely will inbound it here against the pressure. Fires it way out high. Capel goes up, almost stolen over the top there. Nielsen gets it, throws it across. Hallely open for the bucket, and it's good. Hallely gets it, 31-27 up the floor, 7 seconds to go. Capel with it,
still step in, jumper on the way, no good. Rebound bats to the round, no call, and that's going to be the end of the contest here tonight. And Shenandoah comes away with a 31-27 victory here over the Atlantic Trojans. Interesting finish here tonight, and a low-scoring ball game. The Phillies pull out the win, 31-27 here in 3A regional play, and the Shenandoah will move on. We'll take a break, come back to wrap it up. You're listening to high school basketball on KJAN.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by these members of the KJAN All Sports Boosters Association. Brown Auto Body, with vehicles for rent either by the day or by the week. Call Dana Cooper at Brown Auto Body. They have several vehicles to choose from. You can also visit their website at www.brownauto.com. Fairway, for economical grocery shopping, freshness, quality, low everyday prices, and friendly personal service. Visit Fairway Stores Incorporated. Also try the full-service meat department at Fairway, 3rd and Poplar in Atlantic. Oakland Insurance, located at 105 North Main in Oakland, has been a family-owned business since 1978. Stop in to see Laura and Ken, who specialize in home and auto, commercial, farm, crop, and health insurance. Oakland Insurance, your protection is our profession. Give them a call at 712-482-6928.
Welcome back here to Shenandoah High School as we finish our broadcast here tonight. It's the Shenandoah Phillies picking up the victory here, 31-27 over the Atlantic Trojans, in a wild finish here to this one, where we saw two separate intentional foul calls here down the stretch, and it ended up being the Phillies able to take just enough advantage here to stave off the comeback from the Trojans. Aaron Olson hit a great three-pointer late in the ballgame to cut it to a one-point game, but Trojans just couldn't get enough down the stretch to get the victory here tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just kind of a wacky game. I mean, it was one that was lacking any real semblance of offense, and neither team was able to do really anything at all offensively. But the officiating kind of got in the way of basketball at times tonight, too, with some of the calls and no calls. And, you know, both of those intentional foul calls, neither one of them should have been. Those really kind of affected the outcome at the end of the game, too. But, you know, too many missed opportunities. It's just like any game. You can always complain about things, but at the end of the day, you have to look at your own performance. And there were too many missed opportunities. Atlantic had chances inside. They missed a number of free throws. They missed enough free throws to make up the difference on the scoreboard. That's always frustrating. But they had chances inside where they got the ball down low in the paint and couldn't convert at times. And, you can't keep doing those kinds of things against a solid ball club. On the other side, Atlantic played defense very well tonight. Only 31 points, and that loses. You know, that's the winning number tonight. And Serena Parker, who I said had 24 against them the first time around early in the season, she scores two tonight. They did a great job in boxing out and keeping the ball away from the post tonight. So, you know, a lot of positives. And unfortunately, that doesn't help the seniors on the Atlantic team at all here tonight. But there's a lot of youth on that basketball team that's going to log a lot of minutes down the road, and some pretty quality ball players.
Yeah, a tough one to take for those seniors out there, and we, of course, do want to wish all of them well as they move on here to finish off their other sporting careers here as the spring season comes around, and then, of course, they'll be moving on. But a good effort by all of them tonight. Rianne Capel, Mackenzie Holmes, Abby Johnson, Shelby Worth, and Liz Gutenfelder all out there saw some positive action here tonight. And, yeah, just not enough execution there in certain points. There were some times where Atlantic had some good looks that they maybe had passed up, too. Trying to make one extra pass a couple of times that really didn't need to. It could have gone up for a shot and tried to get a foul call. But, that's the way the ball bounces for them here tonight. They finish with the loss, 31-27. Your final numbers here tonight, 12 points for Sierra Hoyt here for Shenandoah leading the way. She had all three-pointers there for that margin. 10 points tonight for Sydney Nielsen. 7 chipped in by Brianna Allely, and 2 points here this evening as well for Serena Parker. They were 4 of 8 from the free throw line here tonight. They missed 4 there at the stripe. Atlantic, they finished tonight here with 8 points coming from Ashley Walker. Also 4 points chipped in apiece here by Mackenzie Holmes and Aaron Olson. And 3 points apiece for Bailey Walter, also Shelby Worth and Liz Gutenfelder here in the contest this evening. Now they were 4 of 10 from the free throw line, so missed 6 free throws here this evening. And you mentioned, you know, that could have made up the score and then some to get him the victory here this evening, but not quite enough in the tank here to get the Trojans the victory, and they will now end their season here this year. Shenandoah with the victory, as we mentioned, they'll get to move on. They'll play the winner of the Clarinda Red Oak game that was going on in Red Oak tonight here at the same time, just up the road. So they'll be moving on to play next Wednesday night back here at home in Shenandoah at 7 o'clock. That's going to wrap up our ball game here tonight. Once again, it was a final score of the Shenandoah Phillies 31-27 here over the Atlantic Trojans. We'll have more high school basketball coming up for you on Monday night. Boys 1A play as Audubon travels down to take on Griswold coming up here on Monday night. 7 o'clock as well will be the start time for that one. We'll get the pregame going for you at about 6:50 here on Monday evening. Going to wrap up our broadcast. Once again, the Shenandoah Phillies 31, the Atlantic Trojans 27. For Jim Field, I'm Chris Parks. Good night from Shenandoah.